Boys, August 26, 2007. This is a live show, and for those of you that are on the Ron Paul radio, listening to Ron Paul and the Freedom Speech, what you can do is link Parker Pathways and get another version of freedom and how it's really a question or an impact, and how it affects us in a personal way when you take a look at the broad spectrum of what's going on. And I have to take my hat off to the people that are being, this show is being dedicated to. That's about America is about one third underwater, and this show is going to be infrastructure and politics and investments and a few other things that are just don't seem to get said and need to be said if people want to play in the sandbox of running for president and doing the rest of it. There's some issues that they're not addressing, and many of them are responsible for, because they've been in office. There have been a couple of things that that are really quite amazing. That they look like small stories, but they're not. Pakistan developing their nuclear weapon head. They could be shot from a plane. They flew it over last night over the world, and so that puts them with the same type of water uranium technology that North Korea has. And the other aspect of this is that I was told by one of my listeners that they talked to a geology professor, and he said, well, deuterated uranium in the water is just, I just don't believe it, because it wasn't written by a scientist. And it was written by a reporter. And my response to that particular listener is, you go get that geologist and get him on here, and the rest of you just tell him, well, he's drinking it. And deuterated uranium is attached to all the elements that I've been talking about, yeah, that are in the water. And governing that concept to jump to another point, a little story which has great implications as well, is that according to China, Tibetan monks cannot reincarnate without China's permission. And this is so China can pick the next Dalai Lama. I find this quite interesting that you have to have permission from a government agency to reincarnate. And this, of course, ties into some of the other activities that are going on in northern Russia, in the Islamic religions, and on other issues that we're going to get into in this show as to what you can eat and drink. But the Tibetans have always been connected with the earth, and they've been connected with it, and water, and their holy water is considered part of their reincarnation. So I think it's very presumptuous of China to do that. Of course, to get, you know, ask permission for you to reincarnate. When we come back from the other end of the break, we're going to have a few connecting shockers to this story. Call in is 800-313-9443 on
RBN. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them,
you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
August 26, 2007. This is a live show, and I was mentioning about the Tibetan monks not being able to reincarnate unless they got permission from China. As I said earlier, so they can pick the next Dalai Lama. The whole focus of world domination is based upon the concept of having open borders and one world governments. And this past week, the World Bank placing $3 billion into the bank system for the credit defaults globally. This became one part of a paragraph on the Security, Prosperity, and Partnership Agreement in Canada, where the Canadian, United States, and Mexican presidents met in one room. And the whole basis of declaration as to who you can be based on in terms of your allegiance to a country is really based upon the concept of the open border concept. And no matter how objectionable it is that we have the serious problem of immigration in the United States, the Mexican government encourages it, and the Canadian government encourages it because it has to do with their business connections and the whole concept of how They wish to have cross-border connections in their business, and they have no interest in developing a border of the United States. And this ties in with the whole idea of the world banks and now countries having their banks into what are called sovereign trust funds. And the sovereign trust funds are also a paragraph on SPP. The whole concept there is to buy American assets and buy America, which I discussed about 7 months ago, and literally warned my audience of the impending sovereign trust fund emergence. This is $2.5 trillion right now. It's estimated on the rough it'll be $15 trillion, which will be money that foreign governments place in the trust fund to buy America. The top of the line to buy America are the what's been going on with, we've been talking about in a couple shows, about buying infrastructure of America's water supply and the water districts, which means a lot of small towns in America are already bought by foreign governments. Two shows ago, I placed into the mix of the presentation. It's taken me about, I would say, close to a year and a half to calculate, taking in all the parameters to make what is called a water doomsday clock, a measurement of when there will be no potable water on this earth, there will be no infrastructure that's not owned by a foreign government, and there will be massive control of populations by water supply and other causes. I noticed that the sovereign trust fund concept and the idea of the water doomsday clock was on the lips of some people at that went to SPP in Canada when they had their meeting. I've mentioned, and this is real. I mean, the atomic scientists a long time ago had the doomsday clock, which was at that time when they started, it was about 9 minutes to midnight, which meant the proliferation of nuclear material on the Earth that would contaminate the Earth and the impending world war. That was before deuterated uranium was exposed as an issue to the public. And now the doomsday clock is now at 2.5 minutes to midnight. I have the best of the calculations that I can place together, which include lifespans, chemistry of the body, development of what the causations and effects are of water infrastructure, the challenges based upon the detrimental use of reusable water in the human body, things that people just don't want to hear. I have the water doomsday clock calculated at 6 minutes to midnight. And the reason this is important is because our survival depends on it being able to make change. You know, you have when you're told that there is a way and a process that's going on here in the world that may be harmful to you, those are guideposts. And these guideposts are given to us as humans on this planet to make changes. I have people telling me stories about when they talk to people about water, particularly pregnant women or something of this sort, the women get very uppity about it and almost want to disassociate their friendship with the person. They get that adamant about it. They don't want to hear about the water. They don't want to hear about their babies being contaminated with chloroacetic acid or iodoacetic acid breakup on the amniotic fluid, which has been totally scientifically worked and measured. There are people who discuss with other people about fluoride and its effect on in the human body. And there have been friendships broken on it. In terms of, and I get these stories all the time. And it's an awareness concept that's almost close to the propaganda machine that was put into Europe at the time when water as a weapon was used in the way of disseminating depression drugs. That's a piece of history that is locked up in the great big warehouse in America. But these things are quite real and are conceptual. And by the way, the water doomsday clock is real. If you do not understand the dimensions of how bottled water also contains the chemicals, not in the greatest amount as a regular tap water, you do not understand how the brain works in determining these chemical signals that are in the body that change the gene signals, which have been totally and completely researched. It's called obesity. You know, it's the same signal. You got your nitrogen and you got your base on your carbon hydrogen signals. And the other thing too, a lot of people in the United States are trying to avoid water in their they got a blind spot because they think, well, let's go back to chlorine. Well, chlorine originally was one of the breast cancer elements that was in the water. And so you have a process here of wanting to go back to something that has already been determined to be a residual that we're drinking and eating in our food. So all of that is delivered by pipes. It's all delivered by water districts. Well, let's call it what it is. It's 137 years of infrastructure in the United States of America, which no one wants to talk about. 137 years. Some of these infrastructures are that age and even older in some towns. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that we're dealing with real world process in terms of how we have to process this. This is why the human body is a processing plant, is the way I put it out there in the writings, and to be able to to work it. In the whole process of this, speaking of China, in the same communique that Tibetan monks have to get permission to reincarnate, on the same day, China put $9 billion in the United States real estate credit mortgage market to buy back out the whole thing. They now own China. In terms of, if they were to call the debt coming the other way on these assets in America, they would openly own 1/12 of everything that we eat and use in this country that is in food, in terms of water and the food. And that's reality. And when Goldman Sachs last week also, within 2 hours, put $3 million in one of their subsidiaries to save the mortgage market and thing, people just think that's houses, which it is. It's quite an extensive portfolio. But what they're trying to protect is their combination assets with the foreign governments that Goldman Sachs has underwritten, which has been sold to the European market as a mortgage bond, which is part of the local water system. And the government's trying to tell everybody as of Friday, well, this is a local matter. This is a local matter. We're going to come back at the other end of the break and have this colloquy on how we survive within this framework.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, it's August 26, 2007. This is a live show, and if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. I'm going to read a couple communications that were sent to me here. These were written by other people, but the whole thing comes down to the fact that it's the people perceiving the conversations they have about the fact that the contamination and the selling of our country. This was a letter that was written in California. This is an example of, it's very representative of what, you know, people are thinking about water additives. The title of it is Concerned About Water Additive. And this person wrote to the editor of a local paper in Northern California. It reads, in response to Wynn Greach's August 10 letter, Wynn Greach is someone who wrote to the paper, I believe, saying that all the bad aspects of chlorinated water. There are a handful of studies on chloramine where it's used in industry, formed in indoor swimming pools and air. However, there are no skin, respiratory, or digestive studies that include food exposure to chlorinated water. This is confirmed independently by the Bay Area Water Supply and Conservation Agency and Assemblyman Ira Ruskin and his staff. Ira Ruskin has been a champion for hundreds of individuals in the Bay Area who have been adversely affected by the disinfecting chloramine in their tap water. These people suffer extreme hardship because they cannot use their tap water for drinking, cooking, bathing, showering, washing their clothes, or even in hot tubs or humidifiers. They had trouble with chlorine as a disinfectant. As long as they use water that doesn't contain chloramine, such as bottled spring water, they remain symptom-free. Assemblyman Ruskin asked for a modest $140,000 for a health study, but the bill was held up in appropriations, and he plans to resubmit the bill and use chlorine in the water. And then they have a website, and this is one of these groups has called citizens that are concerned. The one thing, the problem with a letter like this is it's kind of representative of several that move across the United States. First of all, the person who's writing it, as I've later learned, had two tort cases that were defeated in court because of cause and effect relationships. Chlorine is generically divided for cancer. Men have different cancers than women do with chlorine. Chloramine causes also cancers, of which I alone was the one who broke this story nationally in the year 2003 of the cancer potential with it and how there were osteoporosis in females. And today, and I believe in coming in tomorrow, so in hours, the FDA is going to say, well, osteoporosis is really not caused by anything that we're eating or drinking. We have a vaccine for it. And so the vaccine is going to be approved, and it's going to be once a year. They're going to have females take shots in a vaccine. It's like saying, well, for obesity, we found a virus that is related to obesity, the adenovirus 36. Well, adenovirus 36 has been associated with people who have fat cell, but there are other aspects of that virus that is triggered, which I'll hopefully can get into with you on this show. The circular reasoning is the fact that people in the water districts are defending chloramine because they say, well, it cuts down the trihalomethanes that are created by chlorine. Yet there are people who want to use chlorine because they don't want to have the rashes, the effects, the bone disorders, the retinal damage in the eye from chloramine, the concept of the brain dysfunctions, all of these things that are combined with other chemicals in the body that facilitate these reactions. So this is a perfect example of self-centered, specific groups who are only trying to have this as an exposure to the skin or to breathing, which is the basis of this particular group. There are several other groups around the United States who have well-meaning intentions, but the whole fact is, the real world is, that the infrastructure concepts that deliver the water and how we have to process it is very much a life-threatening situation. And the people have to face these terrible hardships in floods, as was a real-world situation, are dealing with hundreds of years-old infrastructures, levees, pipes, that no one's paid any attention to, but millions of dollars have gone into the local community without any help. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we will continue with the infrastructure problems and the challenges that face in the water doomsday clock.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways. Mark DeWitt, Parker. It's August 26th. Year 2007, and I don't think that we're going to have presidential candidates discussing the hard stuff that we have to cover in today's Parker Pathways that have to do with the infrastructure of the water, which is part of our food supply and the reusable chlorinated water used in our food in irrigation systems. But the first start on the word water doomsday clock includes also the medical aspects of things, facts that I dealt with to put the water doomsday clock into a working order. The entire communities in many states have infrastructure problems that are already showing up to have a reliable, you know, reliable source of water, which really doesn't exist. And all the western and southern states that experience these great growth areas. Of course, Nevada will be one of the fastest-growing states in the country. Arizona and Colorado rank second and third. But by the year 2030, the populations of Arizona and Nevada are expected to double. And as an example, as a microcosm of what's going to happen and in other parts of the United States, there's a depletion of the Colorado River. And with five of the 10 fastest growing states, California, Arizona, and Nevada, they're drawing water from that. But the Ogallala Aquifer, an underground, this is a large reservoir stretching from North Dakota to Texas, supplies about one-fifth of the country's irrigated land for food. And I estimate that the source of the Ogallala Aquifer will be completely depleted. And I have it calculated at 25 years. There are extreme drought estimations in some parts of the shift of populations that are very abnormal, and most of the states that are flooded today, as we speak, will be in drought areas, which will change our agricultural systems in this country. However, the treaties that I've talked about with other countries in China on the control of food supplies will be imported in the United States rather than grown here. So I have calculated out to 2025 that the water demand in the United States will be at least 50% a demand outstripping supply. So what we have here is people are very prone to bottled water, which was their own choice. A lot of water districts have promoted some very sinister programs to say, well, drink, you know, you don't have to drink bottled water because actually our water is the greatest in the world, and it's the taste of the water, the reason people drinking bottled water. But the truth of the matter is there are other aspects of that statement. Sure, it tastes bad because it is bad. I've talked about seven major chemicals, 30 disinfecting byproducts, 1,500 disinfecting byproducts, 12 of them caused direct cancer in lab and humans, which the EPA is chosen to ignore. The recent discovery of idocetic acids in the water are a complete surprise to everyone, except they're not a surprise at all. The government's known about it for at least 11 years. So the estimation of every dollar invested in infrastructure and pipes will be as what I've estimated an $8 gain in increased output and reduced healthcare costs. People don't realize that people get sick from the water. They get sick from the diseases that are caused by it. And it's not just diarrhea, which is another part of the propaganda machine just to keep you busy with salmonella and shigella. There are serious, serious cancers, viruses that are involved in from the old water pipes. And, of course, I cannot avoid putting in the millions of, you know, the parameter in the water doomsday clock mathematics that I had to use an estimate algebra system on millions of gallons, not knowing exactly how many millions, but I do have a figure that I placed in there that millions of gallons of treated drinking water are lost each day due to the old water pipes, and none of them have been properly maintained. So people just felt, well, they didn't have to put any money in the infrastructure because water was cheap. So many parts of the world on the water doomsday clock. It says about 60. I estimate that 60% of all drinking water leaks from pipes before it even reaches a living dwelling. And in the United States, as we speak, I would say the best calculation, standard deviation of error, 6%. That in the United States, the amount of leaking drinking water is about 30%. The whole process of this, that the health effects and the health problems associated with sewer overflows and food poisoning in the healthcare cost system is figured at 3.5 million people a year get sick from the overflow of the sewage systems in the United States. The equivalent that I've made is that this is equal to 10 spinach E. coli outbreaks a day. And it only takes one bacteria of E. coli on one spinach leaf. And that would be the equivalent. So I've made the equivalent of 10 of these a day in America, 10 outbreaks. So the most of the sewage pipes, when they were built, when you look at the history of it, they were built about 60 years ago. This is when they started to do all this chemistry business. But most of this in the pipes and in the water, and the government started to take that over. And that was done right under our nose, because at that time, how could the government do anything wrong? They were going to hurt us. There was we were coming up to in the history of the war. We were defending America, that type of story, and you read the history books. But I've estimated the pipes were only meant to last for about 50 years. And so according to the calculations of the engineers that built them. So the ones that are still alive that I've had a chance to talk with anyway. And so by the year 2020, I've got 45% of the sewer pipes in the United States will be in poor condition, and many of them completely broken and are collapsing. The cured-in-place pipe process that cities are now using is based on the balloon clay system that's pumped in, and that way they don't have to go underground. And they try to seal it. It's like an epoxy. So there are more than 400,000 sanitary sewer overflows each year in all North America. That's estimated, and that to me is a rough estimate. If you have a sewer spill today, it's always been. We've all been raised. In school and in our culture, that everything is diluted and it goes out to the ocean. But the name of this theory is called solution by dilution. But that was when people really lived far apart from each other, and a sewage spill would maybe 100 miles away. The toxic spills today are not any more than 2 miles away in America right now. So we can do something about this. We're doing it on Parker Pathways to bring the real world exposure in medicine and clinical medicine testing, which we need to upgrade. And so we can test for some of these things that people have that are very detrimental. And also, you can't just do this off of an internet. You have to that's the other thing that's a myth. We have to develop another way of looking at the way we live. And what concerns me, of course, is the international investment that is involved in our water supplies. And we have to develop, because they don't have any in those treaties, particularly under SPP, there isn't any requirement for the taking of the Oglala Aquifer by the Texas Highway. They're going to have their own money, their own health care system, their own courts, right in the middle of America. They have any obligation in that partnership agreement, which hasn't been approved by Congress, but it's the whole process by which they don't have to take care of these things. These front American companies that buy these water districts, they don't have any legal obligation to take care of things. So the whole process of the issue of what the government's trying to do is to protect our water supply without repairing the supply, but have an early, a contamination detection system in the drinking water. The whole process of water supplies before 9/11, it was called the critical infrastructure. President Clinton signed a presidential decision directive. The number of that was 63 PDD-63. On the critical infrastructure protection. And then under 4 years later, the Bioterrorism Preparedness Response Act was signed in the year 2002. That was Public Law 107 and Public Law 188, and it compelled these water utilities serving more than 3,300 people to assess security risks and update the emergency response plans. This would uncover literally thousands of miles of underground pipes and fire hydrants and connections. As it's all gone along, the early warning systems have been in research under the President Bush's 2004 Homeland Security Presidential Directive Number 9. Concerning the protection of the food and water supply. And the EPA has initiated a pilot program. It's called the Water Sentinel Initiative to develop a comprehensive contamination detection. This is all very serious business. Every show that I've done, I've tried to expose the audience to each one of these contaminants and how they're all tied in legally to people's money machine in their local districts, how the laws are set up to try to develop ways to try to even keep some of these contaminants in the water. But the technology is still going on in research, and I'm keeping track of it, and I'll be letting the people know in my audience this life-saving information about these quality sensors that are being developed. But one of the things that concerns me greatly is the biological agents from these terrorists can consume disinfectants. They actually consume the disinfectants or the other chemicals that we really don't want in the water but are supposed to be there to cause a change for the better, quote, But the biological agents that are going to be—they're all going to be looking at—is that they'll create disinfectant residuals, and these disinfectant residuals are what I'm very concerned about, and dedicating a lot of effort to try to have what I call a constitutional amendment, in the United States of America. That people have a right to vote what goes in their food, water, and medical protocols. And these medical protocols are real. You just can't depend upon some physician to go out there and say, well, this is what we're going to do. that's another myth that came across in our culture, that the doctor was always right. The other aspect of it, we always felt that the legislatures were really looking out for us. Those things look on their surface, and they sound good, and they're good sound bites. But the problem is, we are at war. We are at war with some very demented folks who have intentions to harm our water and food supply. And the United States government in this area is doing everything possible to try to circumvent these types of things. It makes the Cold War spy game of the KGB child's play as to what I'm talking about right now. You take Putin there in Russia. He's playing his power plays. He's doing it right on time. He knows the stakes. And he's doing it perfectly. They invented it, the concept of this new world terrorist, bioterrorist game. They helped put it together. Those are the enemies we have. I'll come back at the other end of the break and with closing comments on this first hour.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Talking about the infrastructure of the water system and in the United States and the world, and in the water Doomsday Clock, I have made note of the cost infrastructure models, and which are called sigmas. These are sigma models that are used in corporations to develop sigmas for production and commercial infrastructure performance. In corporations, what I've done is transferred it to replacement cost to extend the pipe life. And involved in this are the most endangered rivers on the earth, and five of the 10 rivers that I have in the world's doomsday clock that are in danger are the Yangtze, the Mekong, the Salween, the Ganges, and the Indus. In Europe, it's the Danube, South America's La Plata River, and the Africa's Nile Lake Victoria, and the Australian's Murray Darling. But the main river within all of that is the Rio Grande. The Rio Grande is the connecting river for all of North America and Mexico. And along the United States-Mexican border, the Rio Grande also connects to a subsidiary rivers for the freshwater system. At no time an SPP is this brought in to the discussion. I brought it in the World Doomsday Clock. The House of Representatives, of course, they passed in year 2007, at the beginning of this year. It was March 9th of this year, the Water Quality Financing Act. This is H.R. 720, which would authorize $14 billion for the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Water State Revolving Fund. Now, this is to be given to the states, and I feel strongly that the states are too corrupt and to handle this kind of money or understand the infrastructure system. That's my opinion, and I stand by it. Any time that I can go to the countries, states, and say people should have a right to vote on what their goes and their food and water, and attorney generals and their attorney general representatives say that people have no right to vote on that. We don't have initiatives in our state. The legislature makes the activities and the decisions. I feel strongly that the quest for being able to change the Constitution is paramount. It is not a question of, in my opinion, of placing forth on the presidential platform this meager discussions of health care is very important. Where do you think health care problems arise? They arise because the insurance companies don't want to pay, and the people that are in medicine don't want to test, and the people in medicine don't want to treat, and the people that are out here in the political, what I call special interest groups within that, don't want to discuss it because they have a personal interest in some kind of local project to pay off some city council or a member or the whole town has their group, which is only for what is called the elite medicine. All that's tied in to the infrastructure of our water and the food supply of which is irrigated by our water. If you don't think so, next time you're thirsty and you're looking at a city council member, you should be saying to them, I want you responsible for your decisions, or we're going to recall you. We're going to come into the next hour, and we're going to raise the bar even higher on the next hour of what we've been discussing of the Water Doomsday Clock. Call in is 800-313-9443.